This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tens of thousands of protesters, many from far-right groups, marched through Vienna after the Austrian government announced a nationwide lockdown to contain skyrocketing coronavirus infections. Demonstrations against virus restrictions also took place in Switzerland, Croatia, Italy, Northern Ireland, and the Netherlands Saturday. They came a day after Dutch police opened fire on protesters, and seven people were injured in rioting that erupted in Rotterdam Friday night. Protesters rallied against coronavirus restrictions and mandatory COVID-19 passes needed in many European countries to enter restaurants, Christmas markets, or sports events, as well as mandatory vaccinations. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday warned a shadowy Russian company with connections to the Kremlin not to interfere in efforts aimed at restoring democracy in the West African nation of Mali. As he wrapped up a week-long three-nation tour of Africa that was dominated by crises across the continent, Blinken said it would be unfortunate if the Wagner Group became active in Mali, where there are internationally backed plans to have a democratically elected government in place by April. Mali remains a linchpin for future stability in the Sahel, and says that they'll keep deep concerns about the stability and concerns about the extremism and terrorism that is spreading tentacles in the region. That's according to Blinken at a news conference with Senegal's foreign minister. West Africa's region is the vast area south of the Sahara Desert where extremist groups are fighting for control. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Law enforcement in Portland, Oregon, Friday night declared a riot as about 200 demonstrators protested the acquittal of a teen who killed two people and injured another in Wisconsin. And the county sheriff's office said the protesters were breaking windows, throwing objects at police, and talking about burning down a local government building in downtown Portland. The Portland Police Bureau said several people were given citations, but only one person who had an outstanding warrant from another matter was arrested. Protests have been held in several other U.S. cities nationwide following the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin. A difficult political atmosphere for U.S. President Joe Biden may have come even more treacherous after the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse. Biden was already facing sliding poll numbers with an electorate worn down by the coronavirus pandemic and increasing inflation. Now the president finds himself with outraged Democrats, including some already stewing over Biden's inability to land police reform and voting rights legislation. And in other sides of the issue are Republicans looking to use the Rittenhouse case to exploit the nation's divide over matters of grievance and race. The Rittenhouse verdict also comes as Biden tries to keep Democrats focused on passing his massive social services and climate bill. Holiday season could strain COVID-19 home test supplies as more Americans try to screen themselves before Thanksgiving holiday and the other family gatherings. After weeks of shortages, retail chains like CVS say that they've restocked supplies of home tests, which deliver results in about 15 minutes. But experts warn that a winter surge could easily overwhelm inventory, especially as colder weather and holiday gatherings spark new outbreaks across much of the U.S. Testing efforts by large companies and school districts could also mean fewer rapid tests for consumers. Tens of thousands of protesters have marched through Paris and other French cities to demand more government action to prevent violence against women. The demonstrations on Saturday came amid growing outrage in France over women killed by their partners, and as French women are increasingly speaking out about sexual harassment and abuse. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.